This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, January the 29th. And this is the time we set aside each week to examine issues facing state government, something we call the State Capitol Report. Today's issue is something that is facing the University of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, but the state legislature is keeping a close eye on it. It's a new admissions policy that would have UW admissions people considering non-academic factors when deciding which students are accepted and those who are not. Non-academic factors like race and income would be among many factors examined beyond test scores. Some state legislators have howled at this idea, and we will find out why. First from Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, before we welcome in two admissions experts from two UW campuses who will be taking part in forums tonight explaining the new policy to citizens. Plus, as we always do with Sean each week at this time, we'll get a glimpse at what other issues are likely to be dominating this week at the state capitol. Good morning to Sean.
Hi, Joy.
So before we get to a preview of this UW admissions policy controversy, just a brief recap on this ethics reform issue that we have been talking about the past 2 weeks. Apparently it's not soup yet.
Yeah, I don't really know where it's at right now. We kind of left it mid last week at this point where a Senate committee controlled by Democrats took out what Republicans thought was a key provision of the bill. And that was this piece that would kill the entire proposal if any one part of it's found unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. So you had a Democratic committee take that out. It looked like it could be a deal breaker, but later on that day, leaders from both parties came out with a joint statement and said, hey, we're still working on compromise, and we'll delay committee work on this while we figure something out.
Yeah, so the work goes on that one.
The work goes on, but this is something the governor wanted passed before his State of the State address, which is tomorrow.
And that's the bulk of the attention is on that right now, isn't it?
Right. Mm. And the legislature's scheduled to be in tomorrow. The budget committee that's scheduled to talk about this ethics bill is scheduled to do it tomorrow. So you would expect movement on this soon.
And you will be co-hosting the State of the State coverage that we'll be carrying tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We already know a little bit about what the governor is going to talk about, like statewide smoking bans and cigarette taxes. Any other major themes with the State of the State as far as you know?
I think the smoking ban and the tobacco tax, at least to this point, looks like it sort of trumps all the other pieces mm-hmm. of the speech. I think the governor has hinted pretty heavily that he's going to have a health care theme to it. That's kind of been the theme of a number of the speeches he's given since he won re-election and really during the campaign and even in last year's State of the State. Mm. So I think you'll hear him talk about this idea of expanding Badger Care and covering offering health insurance coverage to all children. You're going to hear him talk about renewable energy. It's something he's also been discussing quite a bit recently. He's going to create an Office on Energy Independence, a task force on global warming, and he's going to set up a grant program, or he'd like to set up a grant program that's specific to developing cellulosic ethanol as opposed to the ethanol that's derived from corn right now.
Well, we'll hear more about that on Tuesday, and we'll follow up with all this stuff with a bunch of different guests on Wednesday morning, all morning long on this program. But, Sean, let's get to the forums the UW system is holding tonight at UW campuses in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, Stevens Point, 4 to 7 p.m. We'll give you more details on those forums in just a bit. But first, why does the UW system want to adopt a new admission policy?
I think generally because, at least in the UW system, a number of the campuses have been operating under their own policies for some time now, and it's sort of an effort to standardize that. And as for the direction of the admissions policy, I think there's a feeling at the UW, with the UW Board of Regents, that you should consider all factors of a student's background when you look at whether or not to admit them to college. And so that's kind of the direction that this policy takes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the politics. Some Republican legislators in particular, Stephen Nass is one that I recall, were up in arms when they heard about this, told the UW Board of Regents the last time the regents were going to consider this to not pass it, or he would propose a constitutional amendment to forbid considering something like race in admissions policy.
Right. Mm-hmm. The thing is that critics of this policy, who are mostly in the Republican Party, like anything else, that when you have a split control of the legislature, you're going to have a hard time getting some of those controversial, especially social pieces of legislation passed. And so that would be the difficulty for anyone who wanted to put a stop to affirmative action, for example. And the governor has said that, you know, that's not he doesn't support ending affirmative action in Wisconsin and thinks it's appropriate for the UW, for example, to look at race when it's considering admissions. So that's kind of the situation. It's not a given that any proposal to you know, either way would have an easy time in the legislature.
Yeah. So if the regents formally approve this new policy, can the legislature do anything about it?
All I've heard from Representative Nass is it's kind of a situation where he's weighing his options.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one of those, but there, in other states, there have been situations like in Michigan where voters did take it to a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard any real talk of that yet here in Wisconsin.
With just a minute or so, not even to go before I have to let you go, how do you think the UW system and the legislature are likely to be getting along this year? There's been some tension in the past.
Well, I mean, the system has its share of advocates in the legislature as well, and it's one of those things where you'll kind of have to wait and see, because we haven't seen what how the UW system gets along with a Democratic Senate, for example. It still has its critics in the Republican-controlled Assembly, but it's also, I mean, the UW hired new lobbyists, new spokesmen, so it's kind of taking a different approach to how it presents itself to the public and to the people who control the purse string, so to speak.
And we will talk a little bit more about that after the weather break. So, Sean, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, Joy.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Joining us, we have two guests who will be taking part in forums on five UW campuses from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. this evening. They'll be explaining and answering questions about the new admissions policy that the UW Board of Regents is considering. We will welcome your questions for them at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also email a question or comment to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Okay, let me welcome first the Director of Admissions at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Robert Seltzer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
And also the Director of Enrollment Services at UW-Milwaukee, Beth Weckmiller. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, Mr. Seltzer, there will be people tonight, I suspect, and people listening right now, too, who are puzzled by this proposed policy in admissions that the UW Board of Regents is or was set to adopt. In fact, I thought we're going to adopt a month or so ago before deciding to hold these forums. How different is what is being proposed with admissions policies than what you're already doing right now? How does this change things for UW-Madison?
For UW-Madison, it really doesn't change things at all. The Board of Regents has for many years had an admissions policy, and they've been in three or four or five different documents, and this was really an attempt by the UW system to coalesce those various documents into one and sort of streamline it, but not to really change the direction or add new factors or things like that.
Yeah, and Ms. Weckmiller, does it change things for UW-Milwaukee?
It does a little bit. We were operating somewhat differently from UW-Madison in that we spelled out some specific ACT and class rank criteria and had a little bit more in terms of what we published of an approach that said if you meet these specific academic criteria, you're in. In fact, kind of behind the scenes for many years, we've also looked at other criteria for students who did not quite meet those standard criteria, what we called standard criteria. So what we're now doing, or at least our view of this, is that we're going to spell out the process that we've pretty much been following anyway and just make it clear that although academic preparation is clearly the most important factor, we do want to look at the whole student and look at those other factors that he or she might also be coming with.
Yeah. Mr. Seltzer, lots of parents out there think that their very smart kids should be admitted to the UW-Madison, and they're concerned that in the name of diversity, some less qualified students will be admitted and their son or daughter will be left out in the cold. Is that what's going to happen here?
Not at all. By far the most important factor that we have used for many years is the academic credentials. That trumps everything else. So if a student has very high grades in a strong curriculum, lots of honors and advanced placement courses, basically their likelihood of admission is 95-98%. Once it gets less than that, though, then we look at a range of factors, veteran status, we look at the nature of the high school, we look at students from small rural communities, we look at students who are veterans, who have disabilities, students who are older, and all of those go into the mix after we take into account the academic record. That's by far the most important. Always has been, always will be. The research is real clear on that.
Does this mean, though, that, for example, some students are going to be admitted to, and I'll say UW-Madison, who are not necessarily qualified or up to the rigors of a UW-Madison education?
Not at all. That wouldn't make any sense to us or to residents of the state or anyone else. The only people we ever admit are those who are qualified to do the work and well qualified to do the work. As we get more and more applications each year, our standards rise, and so we are taking more and more extremely highly qualified students with very high academics and lots of extracurricular activities and lots of other things that we consider important in the admission process. And so we simply don't admit students who we believe have any likelihood of failing at all.
Yeah, and Ms. Weckmiller, is there any concern that, for instance, UW-Milwaukee is not enrolling enough people of color, students of color, in Wisconsin's most diverse city?
Well, certainly we'd like an even more diverse population than we have. We're very cognizant of UWM's unique role as an institution providing access to our local community. A lot of times individuals don't have a lot of other choices, and certainly we'd always like to see ourselves in a position to serve even more members of the Milwaukee community, which, as you know, is very diverse. We're already the most diverse institution by far in the UW system, but of course we'd like those numbers to increase. That much said, although we are not as selective an institution as some others in the UW system, certainly not as selective as Madison at this point, we too need to look at students whom we believe have an opportunity for success at our institution. So we certainly don't either want to admit and enroll students whom we don't think have a chance to succeed here. So obviously that's the dynamic. Clearly we want to provide that access, but we also want to identify in our admissions process students whom we think have a chance to succeed here.
We have a caller, Kathy in Shell Lake, on the line. Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, how many students would this change in the law affect?
I'm sorry, how many students would be?
Yeah, how many students would be allowed to go to university system that aren't now?
Can you answer that, Mr. Seltzer?
Sure. Mm-hmm. In the case of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, it wouldn't change anything. Our policies have always taken into account a whole range of factors, including academics. And so the new regent policy, if it's approved, would not change who comes here or who gets admitted at all.
Yeah. Do you have any rough numbers on how many people apply to enroll at UW-Madison and get turned away?
Sure. We get about 22,000 applications for the fall freshman term. Of those, we admit roughly 12,500, and we enroll a class of about 5,600 students.
Mm-hmm. And you don't see those numbers changing with the adoption of this new policy?
I don't think the policy will have any impact on those numbers. It is true that every year we get more and more applications.
Mm-hmm. What about UW-Milwaukee, Beth Wick-Miller?
Our applications have been also steadily increasing over the years. Last year we received about 11,500 applications, and we admitted over 8,000 students. So we have a somewhat higher percentage of students whom we are able to admit. But like Rob, I really don't see this policy changing those numbers in any dramatic way.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number. If you have a question you'd like to ask about the new admissions policy that the UW system would like to adopt, it will be the subject of forums tonight from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 5 UW campuses. Let me look for the list here. It looks like Green Bay, Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, Stevens Point, all holding this forum where your questions can be answered. Robert Seltzer, why hold these forums?
I think that it's the intent of system to open up the admissions process somewhat so that people understand it a little bit better. If you have a son or daughter who applies to any one of the system schools and for whatever reason they don't get in, they're not admitted, I think that there's some concern that there's some secret process that somebody who maybe was less qualified took their spot. And so in talking about it openly and making it clear what factors we do consider, I think it might calm the citizens of Wisconsin a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have a message, Beth Wick-Miller, for tonight?
Well, I think it's a very good opportunity for people who do want to learn a little bit more. This issue has gotten a little bit of heat going in some quarters, and we'd like to, as Rob said, demystify the process and also just really provide a forum for people on both sides of the issue to let their voices be heard. I think in some ways the discussion is a very good one because we want the citizens of Wisconsin to know what we do and to know what factors we're looking at. A lot of this, in my opinion, is not the least bit controversial. Many students, parents, guidance counselors, and so on, the exact same people who are writing recommendation letters sometimes for their students, know that often there are students who are very well qualified but who may just not shine on standardized tests, or there may be some other factor that keeps them from looking sterling across the board. And yet we know that that's a very qualified and well-prepared student. And so we want to give people the opportunity to understand what we do and how we look at applicants.
We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. We are also going to be then welcoming in two state legislators who serve on the legislature's Affirmative Action Committee to get their differing reactions to this proposed policy. And we'll continue to talk with our two guests, Robert Seltzer and Beth Wick-Miller. And with you, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I hope you stay tuned. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Monday, January the 29th. And we are talking about some forums that will be held on 5 UW campuses later today through this evening to talk about a new proposed admissions policy that would consider factors like the race and income of a student and not strictly academic factors. The proposed policy has some concerned, and we are talking about why these forums are taking place and talking some on the politics of this new admissions policy that the UW Board of Regents is going to consider. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guests. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We are also going to share with you that you can get more information on the admissions policy, the proposed policy, and the forums, which will be taking place on the UW campuses of Madison, Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, and Stevens Point. You can see the exact locations on the website, www.wisconsin.edu/admissions. You can also view these forums between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. today on that website if you're unable to make it to one of the campuses. Lots of different experts will be available there to talk with citizens about this new policy and to answer questions. We are talking to two of the participants during this hour. One is the Director of Admissions for UW-Madison, Robert Seltzer, and one is the Director of Enrollment Services at UW-Milwaukee, Beth Weckmiller. We are, for the next few minutes, going to be welcoming in two state legislators who have an interest in this topic. Joining us first by telephone, Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from West Bend. He is also the chair of the Special Legislative Committee on Affirmative Action. Good morning. Oops, wait a minute. I have to push the right button before I can get you on the air. Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Joy.
So, what is the Special Legislative Committee on Affirmative Action doing, Representative Grothman? I'm sorry, Senator Grothman.
We're looking not only at the admissions policy of the UW and insofar as the UW is using racial criteria to determine who they will admit, but we're also looking at affirmative action policies or race preference policies implemented in hiring, either by the state of Wisconsin or by local units of government, or race preferences with regard to government contracting.
Yeah. I know not too long ago you invited Ward Connerly to talk to the group. Why is that?
Well, because he's one of the few people out there who can consider to be an expert at criticizing affirmative action. On the committee, we've had 7 or 8 people testify who are part of the current system and defend the current system. In the interest of diversity, we thought we'd bring in one person who is opposed to this race-obsessive mindset that we seem to have either in hiring people in the state or with regard to admissions.
Yeah. Do you, Senator Grothman, oppose the UW Board of Regents formally adopting this admissions policy that would consider factors other than academics when considering enrollment?
Well, it seems on the face it's offensive on a lot of fronts.
Why?
Well, first of all, in America, we're supposed to be treating people, I think, as individuals. And there are a variety of reasons we do that. But we like to look at, not where their grandparents came from years and years ago. In countries that become race-obsessed, eventually that country falls apart because people no longer view themselves as an individual or just an American. They view themselves as members of a subgroup. Not only does the admissions criteria by itself encourage that, but with that admissions criteria comes a bureaucracy, of which I think perhaps one of your earlier guests is part of, and that bureaucracy educates people to view themselves as a put-upon member of a minority group. Furthermore, that if you give preferences to one group, you're inevitably harming other groups. Now, if you look at their policy, its official policy, it says we're going to give special assistance to members of underrepresented racial or ethnic groups. Well, think about what that would mean if you carried that to an extreme. It'd mean you'd have to have X percent of people, say, from Northern Europe, X percent from Southern Europe, X percent mm-hmm. from Japan, X percent from China. And every time you broke off one group to give a preference to, you're going to have to be digging into another group, mm-hmm. which obviously is going to meet hard feelings all the way across the board. Furthermore, you get the absurd situation, which the UW is currently implementing, in which people
kind of pick their ethnic group. For example, the UW right now, if you would have one great-grandparent from Mexico and seven great-grandparents from, let's say, Italy, you could self-identify yourself as Latin American, which seems a little bit absurd on its face, but that's actually what the UW is doing right now.
Yeah. What is the legislature going to be able to do or want to do as far as you're concerned, Senator Grothman, should the UW Board of Regents adopt this admissions policy?
Well, we could do a variety of things. We could try to defund the people who are implementing the policy. We could try to introduce a constitutional amendment similar to what they have in Michigan or similar to what they have in California, forbidding the state from doing such a thing. We could look at things a little bit more narrowly. We could, for example, say that some groups are not considered to be minorities. We could try to break out people who are very removed from their background. They're claiming what they're dealing with here is diversity, but you could, for example, have somebody whose great-great-grandparents were from Latin America, who couldn't speak a word of Spanish, who know nothing about their racial heritage. Nevertheless, the UW would say this person is adding diversity to the campus. Most of my ancestors are from Germany. I don't know a word of German. I know nothing at all about German culture. So it would be absurd to let me into the UW system so that people could learn about my Germanic background. It would therefore seem to me absurd to let somebody into the UW system because of their ethnic background if they, you know, don't carry anything about their ethnic background other than their genetics, which is apparently the attitude of the UW right now.
We need to hold it here with you, Senator Grothman. Thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll talk again about this.
I'd love to be on, Joy.
Senator Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from West Bend, Chair of the Special Legislative Committee on Affirmative Action. We are also going to be welcoming in, to get a different perspective, Lena Taylor, who is a Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. And Senator Taylor, I believe you're also on this Affirmative Action Committee, are you not?
I am, thanks to Representative Grigsby, who wanted to see individuals involved in the committee, and Senator Glenn Grossman allowed me to become a member of the committee.
Well, we appreciate your time. What are your feelings, your thoughts on this UW system's proposed new admissions policy that would consider race and income, among other factors, when deciding if a student gets admitted to a UW campus?
I think you just said what is most important, Joy, that there are several factors that are taken into consideration. And Senator Grossman, really, when he talks about absurd policy, his statements were absurd in that he suggested it's race-obsessive policy. This is the kind of language that is the new divisive language of the Republican Party, which is really ridiculous. We should be trying to build ourselves together. This policy is a great concept. The reality of what we're trying to do is tweak what we presently have in our UW system. And they found that what UW-Madison does is more in line with what all the other universities should do, which is why when you were talking to the people from the universities that they said that it would be no change for Madison, because Madison does not just use race. People are not going to be harmed. As Senator Grossman has stated, it's not going to allow, as I think someone Miller asked you a question of whether or not someone is going to be left out or their kid who is brilliant is going to be let in by the kid who doesn't know how to do anything. That is not how it happens. And I really wish that you would consider having Chancellor Wiley on, who will be able to articulate these things much more precisely than myself or anyone else. I think that the policy goes right to the heart of it. It is a compelling state interest for us to have a diversified student body. Universities are losing employers coming to their school, like UW-Madison and other places, because students are not getting a diverse experience. The world is diverse by people of color, and people need to have that experience when they go to universities so they will be more well-rounded, and not to mention that the entire policy is to allow for access that was denied for years for many individuals.
Yeah, we only have another minute before we need to let you go, Senator Taylor, but what did you think of Senator Grothman saying that a constitutional amendment to forbid this change is something that the legislature might consider, or even defunding the people who want to put it in place?
That Senator Grossman is no longer in the majority, and that that will not be happening. And I think your callers and Sean said it very clearly that those are not things that will happen because of the fact that the legislature is a divided body. And I think that it's shameful that we have individuals, instead of looking at what we can do so that we can make sure that we have access for all Wisconsinites, instead we are looking at what we can do to create divisiveness. And I think Martin Luther King said it best. Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscious stupidity.
Senator Taylor, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this morning.
Thank you.
Lena Taylor, Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee, on the legislature's Special Committee on Affirmative Action. And to more of your questions and comments about this new policy for our two guests who are admissions experts at UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, I'll welcome in Dinesh D'Souza. He is public policy analyst, commentator, author. He's got a pretty controversial book out right now. And we'll talk about why he says the cultural left is responsible for 9/11 after 8 o'clock. We're talking right now with two guests from two different UW campuses, one from UW-Madison and one from UW-Milwaukee, who will be taking part in some forums that will be taking place on five UW campuses. Tonight from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. These forums from 4 until 7 at UW-Madison, Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, and Stevens Point to talk about, to explain, to answer questions about the new UW system's proposed policy in allowing admissions experts at these campuses to look at other factors beyond academics when deciding who gets admitted to a UW campus. And we are welcoming your questions about this and your thoughts about this for our two guests. Robert Seltzer is the Director of Admissions at UW-Madison, and Beth Weckmiller is the Director of Enrollment Services at UW-Milwaukee. Once again, more information on these forums available on the website www.wisconsin.edu/admissions. And our next caller is Mike in Madison. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Say the University of Wisconsin-Madison especially has a great deal of pride in its selection. But in my lifetime, I have seen the university go from the upper 75th percentile of your high school graduating class to, I believe it's around the 10th percentile now. And they do that so that they can get diversity of admissions throughout the state from the different high schools. Because otherwise we could fill up the university with the several elite high schools that are around the schools, and there would be no other admissions for people other than people going to the more elite high schools. Also, I wonder, because university takes great pride in the number of people who are CEOs of Fortune 500s and that, in my experience, I find people discussing afterwards how their class placement on that in college had little to do with how successful they were in life. And if the university is really looking at more than just SATs, ACTs, and class placement, and are they living in a world that refuses to look at the achievements of people beyond? I think I hear Garvey, I hear other people talk, prominent people, that they would never be admitted to the university today. And I wonder how many legislatures that we currently have sitting would get into the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Yeah. Why don't we have you address that, Robert Seltzer?
I think you're making some very important points. We are a state institution, and so if we simply looked at best academics, then we would admit from a relatively narrow range of high schools in the state. And so because we're a state institution, we look broadly, we look at every high school in the state, we get applications from over a period of years, and we try and do our best to make sure that there is wide geographic diversity in our incoming class. In terms of trying to predict achievement in the work world after they graduate from UW-Madison, that's very difficult. I mean, basically, high school credentials, whether they're extracurricular or academic or anything else, provide some information and allow us to predict how a student's going to do at UW-Madison but you're absolutely right in suggesting that those criteria have very little predictability when we're trying to determine people who are successful in life later on.
Yeah, Beth Weckmiller, do you have anything to add to that? Oops, are you still with us, Ms. Weckmiller? I guess not. Maybe not. We'll check to make sure we didn't lose her. Jeff in Wauwatosa is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. My concern is, it sounds like from the UW folks, the two most important issues is that they're going to be admitting qualified applicants and people from, I mean, I guess they call it holistic backgrounds, but it sounds like people from different walks of life who've had different experiences. I went to a UW school. I had a great experience. I met all sorts of different people, you know, yes, in terms of race, but, you know, people from rural Wisconsin who I'd never had any contact with before, people from other parts of the country, and had a great educational experience. My concern is this. We've had really divisive elections. People don't have a lot of faith in government. This committee was chaired by Senator Grossman, and what we ended up with, from what it sounds like from his comments, was threatening to defund the UW, proposing constitutional amendments, you know, concerns about redefining minority. It's incredibly combative. It sounds like UW folks came up with a pretty smart policy, and it sounds like parts of the legislature just want to blow that up, and that's just not okay.
Well, Beth Weckmiller, do you want to get into the fray?
I don't really want to get into the fray, but I certainly will acknowledge that this policy does have some people lined up with pretty strong feelings on both sides. And I think part of what we're acknowledging here, obviously, is that these issues, and race in particular, are ones that are not totally resolved in this country and evoke strong feelings. But to kind of try and filter this back around to comments that have been made by several callers, including Senator Grossman, I would argue that what we're trying to do here is, in fact, exactly what the senator commented on very favorably, namely looking at people as individuals. We know that, obviously, that the key academic factors, as Mr. Seltzer has said, are very important in terms of showing that the applicant is prepared for university education. But there are also other factors that go into that, such as how much opportunity did that individual have, where was his or her performance compared to peers in the particular school or school district that he or she attended, what other factors may have mitigated against his or her performance at one point in time that may be changed now. So when you look at the policy broadly or perhaps holistically, I think you find a lot of common ground there. For instance, the notion that perhaps a student whose high school record was not that exceptional, but who's since that time been out of school for maybe five or longer years, perhaps worked or served in the military and is now coming back in with a new sense of motivation and maturity. Most people would want us, I think, to give that individual a closer look and not be completely relying on the fact that perhaps 5 or 10 years ago his or her class rank was not that great or maybe didn't do too well on the ACT. So I think it does become a question of which aspects of this policy you want to focus on, and do you want to find the bits that from a particular political standpoint are controversial, or do you want to look at it in a more broadly inclusive way? If that happens, I think that most of the citizens of Wisconsin would actually find themselves in agreement with the fundamentals of this policy.
Now let me bring in Ryan in Ellsworth. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
My comment is, or my concern is, I work in admissions, and I attended a UW school, and now I work in admissions in Minnesota. And one of the questions that I have is, we're working to provide access, and the bottom line here is we want to increase enrollment of diverse populations. But what are we doing to increase retention rates? With all the budget cuts, I've seen a lot of academic services being cut.
Right. And, you know, Ryan, and I don't mean to cut you short, but we're running short on time. And what about that, Mr. Seltzer? I also heard that the retention rates of minority students isn't as good as it could be.
Actually, at UW-Madison, the retention rates continue to go up. The graduation rates continue to go up each year. and we focus a lot of time and attention on that. We've got lots of services to help all students make it through. Obviously, one measure of success of the university is the degree that our students get through in a timely fashion and earn their degree and go out into the world of work. And so that's very important to us. It is true that ethnic and racial minorities have a little bit lower graduation rates than majority students. But in fact, UW-Madison overall has a very high graduation rate, and all of our students graduate considerably higher than national average for public universities. So we're very proud of that.
And I'll give the last 30 seconds to you, Beth Weckmiller.
Just to comment that indeed that is the other side of the coin. And at UW-Milwaukee as well, retention and improving our retention rates, both for students of color and the rest of our students, is a very high priority. We've launched, as you might know, a new program called Access to Success within the last couple of years, and that's its particular focus, is trying to boost those numbers for our students so that even though we're not as selective as some institutions on the front end, we're still going to have a good result with retention and eventual graduation.
Well, I will bet that you'll have a lively forum today. Thanks to both of you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Bye-bye.
Beth Weckmiller, Director of Enrollment Services at UW-Milwaukee, and Robert Seltzer, Director of Admissions at UW-Madison. And they'll both be taking part in these forums, which will be held on five UW campuses, from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. tonight. You can get more information on exact location and all about the forums, and even watch them on wisconsin.edu/admissions. Thanks to Leo Durant for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.